You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. Have you ever read fanfics?
No, but I do have fanfics on my list to read this year, and it is...
intimate ones?
And it's Hermione and Draco.
Right.
From Harry Potter.
Okay.
And guess what it's called?
What?
Bloody, slutty, and pathetic.
Okay, Jess, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. This is good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you. this is episode 20.
20?
Can you believe
it? Oh my God.
How wild is that?
Wow, that is crazy.
How have you been?
I've been good. Short week this week, so can't complain. I had Friday off.
Thank goodness.
Just lovely.
I love a long weekend
when it's love.
Not actually meant to be a long weekend as well, like not a public holiday week, long weekend.
Yep. There's just something about a four-day week. It's so good. Like, it's so good.
It just feels so much more humane.
Yeah. And I've had a few four-day weeks lately, actually, because the week before last, I took Wednesday off. And let me tell you, I feel like a Wednesday is the best day to take off. If you're going to take a day off in your working week, Wednesday is the day to take. Because you work Monday, Tuesday, have Wednesday off, work Thursday, Friday, have Saturday, Sunday off.
It just breaks it up.
Yeah, you basically have a two-day working week.
It feels like you're just not slogging your guts out for, you know, days on end.
Exactly. So I had Wednesday off, but then I also had Friday off this week, which has been lovely. And then next week I've got Friday off again and a half-day Wednesday.
Can that be nice?
Look at me, just really, really utilising that annual leave.
Love.
My team's going to be like, what's wrong with her? Is she okay?
More annual leave.
Yeah.
How good.
Are you?
I feel terrible.
Oh, great.
Only, like, not because of... It's for things that are out of my control.
Okay.
So,
explain.
As you know, yesterday we were hanging out and I was on my phone frantically trying to get tickets to Laneway.
Yes.
For Jack, not for me.
I was going to say, for you.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't just going to fucking... Oh, I got tickets here.
Yeah, bye.
Jack,
in the middle of watching our movie.
I know. Jack loves Charlie XCX.
Yes.
And... He really wanted to see her. However, $240 for a ticket.
For Laneway as well.
For what she's going to play, a 45-minute set at the end of the day. Like, that's a stretch paying that much. So I was like, whatever. He was looking on, you know, that site,
Tixl.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So we were both refreshing. And on my way home, as soon as I got home, a ticket went up for $100.
Yeah.
And I just bought it straight away. And I was like, sent it to him. I was like, go now.
Did he go by himself?
So he was at a friend's house and they were both looking for tickets.
Okay.
And it was 8:30. She plays at 9:45. I was like, get in the car and go now. Like, send him his ticket. But what was really weird with Tixl, I haven't ever purchased anything off Tixl before, but I've sold tickets on there. So the person I bought it from actually has to send you the ticket. I was like, what?
Oh my God.
So the ticket obviously gets verified on the website to say, yes, it's real, but it's up to the seller to actually send it to you.
Yeah.
Which I did not think is a legit, like, I thought it had to digitally be on there.
That yes,
and then they'll send it to you.
Yeah.
So anyway, she hadn't sent it to me yet. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And then, so she had sent me the ticket finally when they were on their way. And then when they got to the gate, the ticket didn't work. So, sorry, I should say this at the same time. Jack then bought his friend a real ticket.
For $240.
$240. Because it's like, oh, well, they probably would have split it. Like, if I just got him a $100 ticket, then what's $140? $240.
Yeah, yeah.
And then her partner was also going to buy a ticket. When they were on the way, Ticketek closed their website. So they were selling no more tickets.
Oh my God. Well, kind of fair because the festival closes in like an hour and a bit.
I still feel like you could have sold more for people that were just going to go for Charlie, especially at the gate. Like, just sell them if you still got them. Adelaide and Perth were the only ones that didn't sell out. Shock. Anyway, so they get to the gate. Ticket doesn't scan.
Mm.
I was like, fuck. And she messaged me saying, let me know if it doesn't work. I've got two that I've sold. I don't know if I've sent you the right one.
Right, okay.
I was like,
send me both then.
And so I'm on this Tixl website messaging her, trying to get the other ticket from her. She sent it through, but the link wasn't working. I was like, what the fuck? His friend
just
got in.
Just screenshot the ticket.
I know. Like, just send me the fucking ticket.
Yeah.
And... I'm panicking because I'm like, I have just told them to go there when this ticket isn't fucking working. His friend got in. And then I was like, oh, my God, she couldn't somehow send me the second ticket. Like, it just wasn't coming through. It wasn't working. And then he called, like, Jack calls me. And then he goes, I'm in. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank fuck. And he's like, no, like, we got scammed. Like, the ticket didn't work. My friend gave me my ticket to go in. I'm in by myself.
Oh, my God.
So he...
What, so his friend just said, you just have my
you
ticket.
You just go in. Yeah. So Jack went to Laneway for an hour by himself to see Charlie XCX and then left after that. But what an absolute fuck around.
Oh my God. So what, you've not spoken to this girl since?
Well, I was trying to call her as well and she was like, I can't speak on the phone. Like, my friends are asleep, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
My friends are asleep.
I don't know if I got, I think I got scammed.
Right.
But how is that possible through Tixl? You can request a refund if, like, you didn't get your ticket, which I was... I can show them
all the messages.
All the messages and whatever. However,
for $100, is it worth that much hassle?
Yeah, and but also I thought, like, have a better system.
Yeah.
Like, it should not be up to the seller to physically send it to you. It should already be on the website and
I
it gets transferred to you.
I've put tickets on Tixl before and I've put tickets on the website.
Yeah, so
you have to upload a copy of them.
Yeah.
And then
it didn't work. Like, whatever she had that
right.
sent to me
so
did not work.
So she scammed you then.
Yeah.
That's a scam. Because fucking... I feel like I've sold tickets on Tixl once and I had to upload them and they got snapped up and sold and I just had to click, yes, I accept this offer.
Yeah.
And then they did the rest.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then there was miscommunication as well because I was sending them straight to him. He was accepting them, then, but she was declining it.
Right.
But I was like, how can you... Yeah, whatever.
What's going
on
here?
It's a fucking mare. Anyway.
Scammer, if you're listening to this.
Oh, honestly. I've got my eye on you. Anyway, so
he Jack went by himself.
Yeah, and he saw Charlie by himself and I felt fucking terrible because
I
was like.
Oh, but he would have been fine.
Yeah, I know. But the friends that I got to go there with him. Oh, and then her giving him his. Oh my God, I fucking can't. Anyway, I feel fucking so
what
stupid about it. Anyway.
Where
so
is Jack?
He's hungover in the next room, still asleep. He won't be risen for probably another 2 hours.
Jack's no longer with us today.
Yeah, as you know from last week's
episode. Yeah, last
week's
manic.
He probably would have made some friends with some 21-year-olds like he was planning to.
Off to Red Square.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my little recap with where I'm at. I feel a bit frazzled after it, but yeah, fucking meh.
Interesting. What a night for you. Mm-hmm. Luckily,
I locked myself in my walk-in wardrobe with the lights off, sitting down.
Why?
Because I was trying to concentrate, trying to message this girl.
And the room was too big.
Yeah, I was like, I can't, there's too many sounds. Everyone's staring at me.
Fucking hell. Lucky our hangs ended at like 8 o'clock.
Thank fuck. What, the sun was still out.
It was literally sun was out. I was like, all right, bye.
So yeah, I've had enough.
Puts on a movie and I was on TikTok the whole time.
Same. Well, I was on Tixl.
I actually came across some Housewives news the other day that I'd like to enlighten you with.
Please share.
So I don't know, or I actually don't follow Teddy Mellencamp on Instagram, but I obviously follow Kyle. And Kyle's story the other day was her in the hospital with Morgan, by the way, and a couple of other girlfriends.
She was with Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan was in the room with them, in the hospital room, and they're with Teddy. And I was like, oh, what's going on with Teddy? And it went to Teddy's face, and she had a shaved head. And I was like, what the... And so I went on to, obviously followed the rabbit hole and went on to Teddy's Instagram. First of all, did you know she had melanoma and look at that scar?
Holy hell.
Yeah. Hectic. It's like, for those listening, a scar that I would say is, stretched. If you stretch that out, that'd be like a meter. If you stretch it out straight.
Maybe. I don't know the depth.
It goes from her spine all the way to her shoulder and then back zigzags back to her spine and then goes all the way under her armpit.
Yeah,
like, hectic.
That's huge.
So I thought, oh shit, is that it? Like, has she got cancer? But then I saw her latest post and it actually says, for the last several weeks, I've been dealing with severe and debilitating headaches. Yesterday, the pain was unbearable and required hospitalization. After a CT scan and an MRI, doctors found multiple tumors on my brain, which they believe have been growing for at least 6 months. Two of the tumors will be surgically removed today. The remaining smaller tumors will be dealt with via radiation at a later date. Blessed to be surrounded by children, family, yada, yada, yada. Thank you to everyone who's reached out.
Hectic.
Fucking hectic. Hey, so brain tumors Teddy Mellencamp has got.
That's fucking insane. After when she just separated from her husband too, and now she's got all this hectic shit to deal with. Plus getting a meter worth of skin fucking cancer, skin cancer cut out.
I know. So I feel as if like things aren't looking good for Teddy.
The poor
which
thing.
Which is quite
that's
sad.
Fucked.
And on that note, she also is like taking selfies of herself, like with the brain tumor.
I love that it's been edited as well. Yeah. I mean, I would do the same.
Yeah, things are not looking good for Teddy. Awesome. And on that, I came across this article, which says, Teddy Mellencamp is getting sympathy from lots of folks as a result of her brain tumours, but she's still getting dragged to court by her former housekeeper, who says the reality TV star is racist. So she's getting taken to court. The lawsuit... this housekeeper, Umana, claims that Teddy made her employment a living hell by abusing her power, shorting her paychecks, and creating a hostile work environment, engaging in racial discrimination and harassment. So...
talk about kicking a woman while she's down. Like, the girl has just had brain tumours removed from her
This
head.
Housekeeper does not give a fuck that she's got brain tumours. She is taking her down. Apparently, she worked her to the bone, and she treated her worse than her other housekeepers who were white. Accused her of stealing and committing theft, but never did the same for the white blonde employee. She even mocked her in a Spanish tone and spoke towards her in a nasty tone that she never saw used against the white workers. So she is just dragging Teddy.
I mean, if all of that was true, she's...
Yes.
She's, yeah, what the fuck?
She's going after Teddy for more than $2 million worth of damages.
That's a stretch.
Girl, come on.
Come on. Like, let's be real. I mean, $2 million.
$2 million. They reached out to Teddy's team. No comment.
And imagine...
probably because she's dealing with debilitating headaches and brain tumors.
Oh, sorry. She's currently undergoing brain surgery. She can't respond. Imagine being woken up and then being handed papers. You're served.
You've been served.
Fucking hell.
Umana.
You know
girl.
What? All bad things come in threes. One, she's getting, she's separated from her husband. Second is the tumours. Third, getting sued. Yeah. So hopefully on the way up from here.
Yeah, definitely. The someone poor goes, thing. Just because she has brain tumours doesn't mean that the housekeeper didn't go through that.
True, but let's give the girl some fucking resting time to respond,
please.
Can
we just pick this up in maybe like a couple of months'
yeah,
time? Like, it's still going to be there.
Let's
the
wait for her to be discharged first.
Fuck me.
Hell.
So, our poor Teddy, she's really going through it right now.
Fuck.
You know, brain tumours and a racist.
God.
That's my little housewives update for you.
Great. Well, I've got an update for you as well, but it's an update on the bingo cards.
Right.
And also some housewife
mine or
news.
Yours?
Mine.
Fuck
my yeah, life. Yeah, yeah. So, the other night, Lydia uploaded a photo to a story with Gina. And another lady that looks very foreign to the cast for what we've seen. And the caption is, great dinner catch up. I've gone down a rabbit hole of who this person is. Lisa Pataz, I think.
Okay.
She's a producer of Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Okay.
And they've just had a dinner catch up.
Right.
So...
potentially.
This could be the wheels in motion again to see where they're at. They could be good friends.
They could be good friends, yes. Because
but why would you be posting about that kind of teasing that you're with a producer again? I don't know. Look, I don't know their social lives that well other than the show.
Yeah.
They could be friends that catch up all the time, or this could be the start of potentially Real Housewives of Melbourne returning,
right,
which would be a big X off my bingo card.
It would be. It would be.
Very exciting. My second one is that apparently there's a blind item, whatever they are.
What?
A blind item. That's what people talk about on
blind.
TikTok. Yeah.
Blind.
Blind.
Blind. Like, yeah. Can't see.
Can't see.
Blind item.
Yeah, I don't want to go into the details of it, but a blind item is a thing.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that a little bit more.
I don't know.
More,
it's
though.
Like, it's not out there, but it's kind of like, it's like a rumor.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think. Look.
On what?
Justin Bieber. Health update. Yeah. Apparently, he's not doing well at all and has a guardian around him 24/7 to watch his every move to make sure nothing goes wrong. Apparently, he's suffering from substance abuse.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, yes way, I can believe that.
Yeah, oh, I mean, JB. So can I. I know, but...
No.
You know, my two of my bingo cards... Well, I'm going to say health update. I might even cross that off, health update.
That's a stretch.
Well, I want one more health update from Justin Bieber.
If you get another then update I'm crossing it that's off. Not just substance abuse...
Then I'm crossing it off.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're my two updates.
I just had a look at my bingo card then and I've got nothing.
Damn yeah. No. In the... You'll be sitting there.
I still think my next one's going to be pregnant Kardashian though. That's coming.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into Beverly Hills, the latest episode. What are your thoughts? Did you enjoy it?
I did. Okay. I did enjoy this episode. Mm-hmm. The first point I wanted to make, just very quickly... Mm-hmm. Sutton's mum.
It explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does explain mm-hmm. a lot.
The conversation that she had with Garcelle did not make it any better. Like, one, Garcelle, butt out of it. You have nothing to do with meddling in your relationship.
It's not her place to stick her nose. She's psychoanalyzing her mum as well. Yeah. Like, she is going to the absolute fucking end to analyze this woman's brain mm-hmm. and her history and why she's the way she is. First of all, not your place, not your purpose.
No.
But out. You don't even know this family.
You're meant to be a good friend to Sutton. You've never met her mum before. Why are you having a one-on-one with her trying to tell her that she needs to tell her?
I'd tell her to get stuffed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good to see to her to be like, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But just like the tone between Kyle compared to Garcelle is so
loves
different.
Kyle.
Like she just hates Garcelle. And part of me is like, are you racist? That's the vibe I get.
Yeah. I found it kind of frustrating to watch Sutton get so frustrated with her mum about small things as well. I'm like, what are you wanting to change? Like, she's 80 years old. She's not going to change her ways now.
She's going to be dead soon.
Like, watching her getting frustrated over what groceries she's bought and like, oh my God, like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to... And she's just fussing... And getting so frustrated over everything that her mum does. I mean, now that I've said that, like, it's not that bad. But I think the way how she reacts on camera, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, no.
I agree. However, I will say, I actually really enjoyed the focus on Sutton this episode. And you know that is a big thing for me to say because I hate Sutton. First of all, I enjoyed not seeing much of Dorit.
Yeah, it was good to have a bit of a breather from her.
And I think since having a breather from her, I've realised I actually can't fucking stand you.
Although, no, we did see a little bit more.
Yeah, she went out to lunch with dinner with the girls.
Erica and Bose.
But it wasn't as much. This whole fucking season's been the Dorit show. And I'm over it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this episode where we actually didn't see much of her at all that I was like, oh, breath of fresh air.
Did you see how I think it was at the start of this episode or the last episode where they did like the 2016 flashback to her and PK and like it does not have the same impact as what Kyle and Mauricio's breakup had,
no
which is
cares.
What I think she thinks she's gonna have, and I'm like, actually no one really cares.
I agree. So yeah, that was my thing. I enjoyed not seeing much of Dorit, but I did really enjoy Sutton's focus, and I will explain this. So I really liked Sutton's storyline this episode. I don't know why. I also found her more pleasing to watch. And I think like the story about her dad is actually really sad.
It is
like,
really sad.
It is very sad. And I think her resentment towards her mum is unfair because, you know, I feel like, I mean, I can't make a judgment because I've never been in a situation like this before and I've never been through something that traumatic with my family. But that is highly traumatic for her mum as well. Like, not only, I think even more so because, okay, Sutton, it was her dad that did that and that's obviously traumatic that your dad did that and that's the memories that you have. But, like, that was her mum's husband, but then she has to keep being a mum, raising her children and putting on that front, and you kind of have to suppress it.
Yeah.
You can't deal with all of that. And also back then, you don't deal with that. You don't deal with those feelings. So I feel like Sutton's resentment towards her mum in that sense is not very fair because she's not really kind of, I guess, acknowledging how hard that would have been for her mum and why her mum doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because...
She's dealt with it in her own way.
In her own way. Probably not the most healthiest way. But she doesn't have to do what you're doing either, Sutton.
No.
I think it's amazing what Sutton's doing. And I think that is a really good step into her healing journey.
Mm.
Going back to that house, I thought was a really beautiful moment. And I really love that family. Imagine living in that house and fucking Kyle Richards and stuff. I know. Just knocking on your door. Hey, how can wild. We walk around your house?
What I didn't like about Sutton, though, is that she kind of pressed judgment on her mum for not wanting to go back and visit the house.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, well, you're not the one that found him.
Exactly.
You're not the one that was there when it happened. And it's like, you can't really judge or, you mm-hmm. know, pressure someone into that when your experience was completely different to what hers mm-hmm. was.
Like, and we would know as kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, think back to when we were, like, 19, 20 years old, even compared to now, but compared to our parents, like mm. you live such different lives when you're children and parents. And I feel like what our parents go through, which is the same trauma that we go through, like if something like that had happened, I think it's more traumatizing for our parents because, like I said, they've got to keep being parents after that. And
mm.
their life doesn't stop. We're allowed to fucking get stuck in our whirlwind of going, my life is over, everything
and
sucks.
And go out and do whatever you want.
Our parents can't do that. No. Her mum couldn't do that because her mum had to look after her and her brother.
Mm.
And I think that in itself is more traumatizing. So I agree. I don't think it was very fair that she had so much judgment and resentment towards her mum.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to go on the same healing journey that Sutton did.
Yeah.
That's your
choice. And
that's
so valid, so fair. Like just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. Like I liked the story of the episode and the journey it took us on. I loved how when they went back to the house and you could see the emotions that were going through Sutton. And I really liked that she almost was like not as weird. So she was a little bit weird, but like you could see when she walked into certain rooms that it really hit her. And that would be confronting, right? Like,
yeah, of course
it would be. And I feel like even when Kyle and Garcelle started crying, I probably would have as well because it's not the fact they knew her family or anything, but that's like a huge thing like to do. But I really liked it. I was completely engaged in the whole episode and I really liked seeing that side of Sutton. And I ended the episode going, like, I'm okay with Sutton right now. Except then we saw the preview for the next. I'm like, all right, she's off.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't last
long.
It's
like long. You kind of get a glimmer of like hope.
Yeah.
And then it just gets turned on its head. Also, don't you think it's ironic that now Sutton's storming out?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks like Kyle's going after her, trying to get her to stay. I'm like, Kyle, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And some notes that I had on this episode as well. What is Sutton's housekeeper doing there? Oh. Also, whose house was that? It wasn't her mum's house because her mum lives on the property but not on the house. But whose house is that?
And it's all fully furnished and everything. Yeah. So I'm like, what? What about when the housekeeper's like, do you want to go and get changed? And she's like, I am changed. And he's like, oh, I thought you wanted to freshen up. She's like, I don't need to freshen up. She's old school Southern.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't stand a chance in Augusta.
No way. Port Augusta. Do you know that's where my sisters were born?
Well, there you go.
Port Augusta.
You in Port Pirie.
Port Pirie. My sisters are Port Augusta.
Yeah, wow.
Country bumpkins.
Literally. Explains a lot. And then we get a glimpse of Kathy on FaceTime with her phone up to her ear.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if it's fake. I enjoy her comedic relief.
Me too. Me too.
Any more takeouts from that episode?
No, that's all I had.
Great. Well, I think next week is going to amp up again. I feel like what Beverly Hills at the moment is like two slow episodes, one big episode, two slow, one big, two slow, like... It's just a different pace to what we're used to, especially with Salt Lake City. But, you know, I'm keen to see Dorit and Sutton kick off.
Mm.
Yep, especially at Dorit's house.
Yeah.
Cool. So what else have you been watching? You're into maths?
Yeah. Actually, a couple of things I've been watching lately. Mm-hmm. Firstly, my one rec to you would be that new show on Netflix, Apple Cider Vinegar.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can...
Okay, so next. It is obviously the new, like, it's based on the Belle Gibson story, who lied about having brain cancer. But it's also, like, quite fictional as well. Like, it's they've changed the names except for Belle's name. And they've, like, obviously dramatized some of the storylines and whatnot. And they've based characters based on whatnot. But it's pretty close to the truth. And It was so fucking good. I binged it in a day. Like, I loved it.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's 7 or 8 episodes. Okay. They go for an hour each.
Okay.
But I...
You watch it in a day?
Yeah, in a whole day. Fuck. Like, I loved it. And it is just wild. Like, it's crazy to think that it's true. Mm. Like, that she did that. And just the fact that someone can just blatantly lie about that shit. And say, yeah. Oh, yeah, this food helped cure me of my inoperable brain cancer. I have stage 4 cancer. It spread throughout all my whole body. And she never even had it.
That's fucked.
Like, wild, wild, wild. And then it kind of followed the sideline of this other girl who also had cancer, but she wasn't, she actually had cancer. And she was like trying to heal herself with like juices and coffee enemas and stuff. It was like this, yep. I can't remember what the method is called.
Yeah.
And she thought she was getting healed. And I think her cancer kind of looked like it was going away, but then she passed away very sadly of her cancer in 2015. Fuck.
That is rough.
Yeah, it's hectic. But her name in the show was something different, but it was based on this girl called Jessica Ainsclough or something. Okay. I don't know. Don't fact check me on that. But it follows kind of their storylines and loved it. And the girl that plays Belle is this American girl. Can't remember what her name is, but fucking hell, her Aussie accent is so good. It is so convincing. Is that an American-produced
show?
It's all Australian.
Okay, but it's an American,
I don't know if
actress.
It's American produced, but the main actor that plays Belle Gibson is an American actress. She's right. Also in Inventing Anna, I think that TV series on Netflix from years ago.
Oh.
And what else is she in? A couple of other things, but her Aussie accent is so fucking convincing. Mm. I've never heard someone, like an American person, do such a good Aussie accent.
Okay, well, maybe I'll pop it on my to-watch list.
Yeah, it's a good one just to, like, chuck on in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Would wreck. It's actually... And I went down, like, a rabbit hole after of all the Belle Gibson stuff, so...
Okay.
And now she's converted to Islam. And you don't hear from her anymore.
Well, there you go. Yeah. What a rapid turn of events for her. She's had a wild bloody life.
A wild life. Yep. But yes, on that, I have also been on Maths. Have you been watching Maths?
I've watched bits and pieces.
Right. So good. Yep. I love Maths. Yeah. It's just like good brain rot TV. And it's on Sunday till Wednesday. And now Brandon's into it. So I don't have to, like, you know, wait for the next day and watch it. He just watches it with me.
Yeah. Who are you, like, loving?
Right. So my number one favorite couple is Jamie and Dave.
Mm.
I just
They're
love,
a crowd favorite, aren't
yeah,
they?
And yeah. I love them. And I actually wasn't sure how I would feel about them at the start. Like, because at the start, they're doing all the weddings. And you're trying to work out which couples you're going to like and which ones you're not going to like. And at the start, I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, am I going to like these two? Are they going to work together? I don't know. They are just so fucking rock solid. And he loves her and she loves him. And she's such a fucking girl's girl as well. Like, she is the first one to, you know, speak up against one of the
I saw when
men.
She kicked off about
she's
him.
Like, yeah, literally. Yeah. And she's like, someone else needs to fucking back me.
Yeah. Did anyone?
Yeah, a couple of girls went for him. Yeah. Even a couple of the guys did as well. Good. But... like, even just, I don't know, like, even them two together, they're so good and they stand up for the right people and they're so lovely. So I really, really like them and I'm excited to see where they go. And yeah. I really hope they make it, obviously, in the real world. I also really like Ree and Jeff. Fun fact about Ree, she used to be an Adelaide girl and actually used to be friends with Chelsea.
Oh.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Where is she now? Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Okay.
And it was, Chelsea doesn't watch Maths, but she showed me a photo, so...
Wild. Yeah,
interesting. And then this other one, Karina and Paul, they're like this wog couple and they are just gorgeous. Like, oh, they cute. Suit each other. They're is both that, stunning.
Is that the one that when they got married, she knew that they went on a date?
He ghosted her.
Is that them?
Yeah.
And they're fine now?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently they were both in like a spot where they weren't ready for a relationship and they kind of both were like, okay, yeah. Wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Okay, sure.
So they've, but they are so good together and they're just like, they're a stunning couple together.
That might have like kind of sealed their bond and broken some of that awkwardness.
Exactly. And but Ree and Jeff, my second favorite couple, they dated last year.
What?
I know. So okay. This is the first time in Maths history. They're also from, was Ree and Jeff, where were they from? So Karina and Paul from WA, Ree and Jeff are from Melbourne, I think. Yeah, they were. But yeah, they dated last year for like a couple of months.
That's wild.
And then they broke up. And then when they were walking down the aisle, he turned around and they both started laughing. And he went, hey, Ree. And she went, hey, Jeff. And everyone went, what? Because they weren't like officially dating. But they're really good together.
Okay.
And they're just going slow at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
But anyway, I won't go into too much detail just in case people don't really watch Maths. But I did have some points. Obviously, the big couple at the moment is Ryan and Jackie. They are like the hot topic at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely crazy. And watching them, and I, again, I'm saying some very borderline cancelable stuff today, but I mean this in the most non-cancelable way, because I don't mean it in a negative way. But watching Ryan and Jackie on TV screen, I swear to God, they're both neurodiverse. Like, I swear.
What does that mean?
Like, they're like autistic or something. But like I said, like not in a bad way. The way that they talk, like they're highly intelligent people. They, you know, he's got this warrior's mentality and he's so literal. Like he takes everything so literal. Like they had intimacy week and she said, I want you to make me feel like I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. Like, even if I'm not, I want you to kind of say that. And he's like, but I'm not going to, because that would mean I'm lying. And I'm like,
oh my God. There's been one that has been saying homophobic things with his brother online.
Oh, that's Adrian.
Oh, okay.
He's a cunt.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm over him. I get a really bad vibe from him. And I actually read, maybe that's the one you're
thinking of
because
yeah.
I read an article saying he's got previous DV charges. Yeah,
okay, right. Like, did we not look in that into that as producers?
I know, like, I know. And I don't want to, don't fact check me on that. That's just what I read.
Right.
That's Ryan and Jackie.
Spinning lies. Oh, yeah.
Yep. But yeah, I don't like Adrian. He gives me the heebie-jeebies. And he's very manipulative and I don't know.
Scary.
Also, the girl he's with has a son and... Like, this is not the guy for you, Athena. Like, he's horrible and he has just blatantly said he won't love her child more than he'll love his, like, if he has his own child with her. Like, get away from this man for your son's sake. My
fucking
God.
Run for the hills, girl.
Literally. And then the last bit, obviously, from this week that's been the biggest one is the older couple.
Yeah.
Morena and Tony.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of hate around them at the moment.
She is crazy. However, I do think producers are playing on her edits really bad because I think they have struck gold with some of the comments that she's making or her behaviours and stuff. And I think they have
playing on it.
Heavily edited this to be times 100. She's still saying what she's saying and she's still behaving in the way she's behaving, but they're editing her to look way, way, way worse.
It's being taken out of context.
100%. Okay. But she's making for some good TV because she's like this 57-year-old woman who's a DJ and a fitness instructor. And she is just crazy. Like at the dinner party, she's yelling at people, calling them little boys and blah, blah, blah. And she truly is. She dresses like a bloody 20-year-old. It's so funny.
Love it.
But so yeah, it is. It's pretty. It's come like straight out of the gate with some drama.
Mm-hmm.
There are some horrendous males on there this year. There are also some beautiful ones, but they are just passing the baton onto the next one to be a fucking cunt again. Like it is just, and then they leave. Like then they leave.
I just don't like. Like, I get it's for, like, entertainment and shock value, and it's just, like, makes me angry, so I don't watch it. Like, it's just, like, I can't be bothered.
But then you'll sit there and watch Housewives scream at each other.
I know, but that's, like, not as toxic.
Yeah. I love it. I don't know. It's just good. I know it's produced and it's edited and stuff, but I love it. And then I love having people to talk about it with.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, like, a group chat on Teams at work and everything called Maths
Really?
Chat. Yeah. And we just chat about maths.
See, that wigs me out that you talk about things like that on Teams. I'd be too scared that I'm going to get fired.
Really?
Yeah. They'd be like, they'd look at Teams and be like, why?
We've got a maths chat. There's a Love Island chat. There's a book club chat.
What?
And it's all people from across the country. I know. We blend teams.
That is fucking wild. Actually, reminds me of work. I had to make a phone call the other day and I was ordering something over the phone. And what's that? Language that you speak, not language, but when you say like B for
the phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
Phonetic? Yeah. It is.
And I was trying to say P and I was like P for, and then everything left my brain.
Mm.
And then I was like, normally people say P for Peter. Did not say that. The first thing that came into my head, I didn't say it, but the first thing that came into my head was pipe.
And I was like,
I can't say that. And there was people around me. I'm like, P for P. And then the next thing that came into my mind was pole. And I'm like, fuck, I can't say it. And then I literally said to the guy on the phone, I'm like, I can't think of a word that starts with a P. And he was like, P for Papa.
Papa?
What? was like, yep. Pay for Papa. Okay. Oh my
God. I used to have to use that all the time because when I worked, like, talk to clients. One of my friends from work, Sarah, got stuck on O one time and she said to the client, O for oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, I can't do this.
Over overwhelmed. Over overstimulated.
I for I want to cry.
I for I can't do this anymore.
S for stressed. D for depressed.
A for anxious. S for Sunday scary.
F for fuck yeah, it's Friday. Anyway, oh I just thought it was so funny you said P for Papa.
P for Papa. Okay. And you were fucking stressing about pipe and pole.
All in pipes.
P for Papa.
Fuck me.
Oh, that's funny.
Jesus. Sorry, derailed.
That's all I'll say about maths. But if you do manage to watch it, please do because it is so great. Okay. Although it is, yeah, obviously a strapping because it's every episode is an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's a big commitment every single night.
Well, Sunday to Wednesday.
Well, I'm going to say majority of the work week. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, that's like a movie.
Fucking oath. What's Brandon going to do without his weekday movies?
I think that's the only reason why he's watching it, because it's like a movie, movie length. Like a tricky.
Oh, but it's the ads that fuck me off too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't with the fucking ads.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, so now I put out to the chat.
Mm-hmm.
On the Instagram page to talk through their toxic traits. It sort of went into a different direction and I'm going to rename this as guilty pleasures because it kind of has that vibe.
Yeah.
I know you've got some of your own.
Yeah.
So I'll read out what everyone's written in and then you can read through your own thoughts. Sure. Yeah.
Me making it about me.
Okay, do you want to kick us off with one of yours?
Sure. My first, and this is probably my number one guilty pleasure, is you've had a really, really, really long day at work. Mm-hmm. You're fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're exhausted. You get home and you crack an icy cold can of Coke Zero.
That's a toxic trait.
It's guilty pleasure.
That's a guilty pleasure. Okay.
Are we on different pages of what a guilty pleasure is?
I mean, I would just say that's a trait.
That is a guilty pleasure.
To open a can of Coke Zero after work.
That is one of life's guilty pleasures. I feel like we're on different pages with what guilty pleasure is.
Okay.
Because I feel like what you have described, I thought we were doing toxic traits. You cannot cut it this, by the way. It was
meant to be toxic traits, but everything that the viewers wrote in were not toxic traits.
Okay, but now I think you have a different definition of what a guilty pleasure is.
Okay, sure.
Because guilty pleasure...
You don't need to Google it.
Well, I am.
Sure, a can of Coke after work can be your guilty pleasure.
But it's a good thing.
Yes.
A guilty pleasure is something you indulge in.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great one.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, so maybe I'm a little bit my wise, a little bit cross as well, but also so are yours.
Okay, so do you want to read it's
out something
them?
That you enjoy, but it might be a little bit embarrassed about. So it's an activity or something that you really enjoy, but you would be kind of embarrassed if like, others found out about it.
How humiliating, I'm feeling that can of Coke after a big day.
So now none
yours
of mine makes
are
sense.
A bit skewed. Well, let's just quickly whiz through them anyway.
Okay.
Number two, what is it?
Getting high.
Getting home and laying down. Fuck off. Fuck off. That's so embarrassing. What a guilty pleasure.
Getting home from a social event and just laying down.
Oh, fuck off. These are normal things. You should not feel guilty about that or find pleasure in it. It shouldn't be conflicting. That's just normal.
My third one is a Mac and soft serve. Oh, my God.
So guilty. So embarrassing.
Oh my god. Okay.
Fuck.
Over to you.
Wow, they were so good. Well, I downloaded this app, and obviously it's one of those links that you put to your story, and some people wrote some random shit in here.
Who is your crush?
Yeah, one of them was, who do you have a crush on? I was like,
what are we in? Is this Form Spring?
Yeah. I'm also like, why? Like, I've been in a relationship my whole life. Like,
literally.
No one.
Do you know what's so embarrassing? So back in the Form Spring days, if you like did have a crush on someone, you'd write your own question in there because it's all anonymous. And you'd write like, who do you have a crush on? And then you would answer it to be like, oh, you'd someone, but none of your business. In hopes that they would read it.
Fuck, isn't did that just... Did I just do that?
That
is a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, or like, what's like, you know, you seem really upset lately. What's going on? Nothing, like, you know, or just a bit going on.
But you'd people be writing would bully themselves. I remember people would like actually write in hate mail to themselves to get sympathy from other people.
And do you know, we literally used to go and read everyone else's form spreads.
Yeah.
I would read, oh, what's everyone asking Benny? Like, who cares?
No one asked me anything. I had no fucking friends, so.
You wrote your own questions in there. Who do you have a crush on?
I won't tell. Okay, let's kick them off. These are rogue. So just strap in.
Okay.
I've subscribed to 4 OnlyFans accounts and my girlfriend doesn't know.
Oh.
That I feel like is rogue.
We subscribed to an OnlyFans account once.
We did, but
remember we made the name, like, it was like Pickles something.
It was only out of interest. And it was
worth every penny.
Yeah, it was worth every single $3.99 for the month. Cancel straight away. Remember
when they asked us about the list of things they were doing? We're like,
yeah.
cancel.
Boost another, like, what was McGee it? Or if you like, you pay more money, you get personalized videos.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being in a relationship and then knowing that your partner is subscribed to OnlyFans people?
I would not be happy.
No.
I wouldn't care if Brandon's watching porn.
Yeah.
As in just general.
Free.
Free. But if he was subscribing, paying money to see another girl.
That's a form of cheating.
I agree.
Because it's like...
And most of the time, OnlyFans people are people we semi-know. Or like...
Yeah. And like, that's the other thing as well. It's more of like a niche, like they're not necessarily like, but they call them like OnlyFans stars and stuff, but it's like a platform where you can actually engage and talk with them.
Yeah.
Even though, did you know that some of the big ones have hired people to run that? So they'll film the content and someone else is responding to them. Imagine being one of those.
Work smarter, not harder.
Like responding, your job is to talk dirty back to these random messages that you're getting. Rogue. Literally. Also, how many accounts is that?
4.
Fuck. That's a big... I wonder how are you explaining that in your bloody finances?
Yeah. Apply for a home loan?
Heck, a nimble loan?
The nimble loan. I would not be happy.
Okay, next one. I like to read steamy Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh fanfics.
Yuck.
Oh, that's cartoon.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
Oh, and like there's kids and that.
Yeah.
Maybe they mean the characters.
Yeah.
It's one of those hear me out situations.
Just wait, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Actually, that would be funny to do.
Have you ever read fanfics?
No, but I do have fanfics on my list to read this year, and it is
like intimate ones.
Yeah, because one of my friends, Britt, reads and she reads them. Oh, I swear she's read every single fucking one of the sun because she's always updating Goodreads. Britt reads. and it's Hermione and Draco.
Right.
From Harry Potter.
Okay.
And one of them is the one that I've got on my list. Guess what it's called?
What?
Bloody, slutty, and pathetic.
Excuse me. That sounds a bit, what's the word? It sounds a bit, what's that movie? it's left me. What's that rogue movie that,
Look at the front cover.
Oh.
So it's all this. There's all this fanfic about Hermione Granger and Draco Malfoy being together.
Why is it bloody?
Well, because it says in here that Hermione discovers that Draco's blood will soothe the scar, and Draco's willing to trade his blood for her body.
Oh. I will admit, when I was younger, I did read fanfics. They weren't cartoon ones. One of them was One Direction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was gay. When I was... But yeah, of course.
The second one... I've had seen them before, yeah.
Adds it to the list.
What's that called?
And the second one, this one's actually really embarrassing. Vampire Diaries.
Damon was... Oh, no, they're brothers.
No. Yeah, it wasn't together.
Okay.
But there'd be...
MMF.
What's that?
Male, male, female.
No. Threesome. No, it would. No? It was just with the other male characters.
Oh, MMM.
What's that mean? MMM.
Male, male, male. This was my friend Britt's rating on this bloody slutty and pathetic. She wrote, yup, 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 yup. She walked him like a dog and I was lapping it up. Woof, woof, bark, bark. Sis had mans down so bad. It was so hot.
You know what's so sickening, though? It's probably like a 16-year-old that's writing these.
I don't know about that. They're pretty hectic.
Mm, wild.
But yeah, some of these books go for fucking ages as well. This one's 784 pages long.
Fucking hell.
The average mine book that I read is like 300 pages.
Jeez, mine was like a few scrolls and that was it.
Just a porn account.
Okay, last one. This one's a bit... I feel like we're shaming people. I should not be shaming. Well, they're anonymous anyway. But this one is, I love smelling bad smells like my own farts. That's a guilty pleasure.
I hate other people's farts, but I don't mind my
own. Wild.
I don't love it.
Yeah, but it doesn't disgust you as much as others.
And I hate farts. I hate them yeah, so much. Same.
It's just like an instant, like...
Mm. And I'm dating the fartiest person on the planet.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's just what I get, though.
Steak for breakfast every single day. Till the day I die.
Literally.
And then I got some really just random messages saying, why won't you respond to me? Who do you have a crush on? We've gone through that. Let's talk more often. You're super genuine. I love that. I feel like that's a Housewives... Is that a Lisa Barlow reference?
I don't know.
You're super genuine. I love that. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
anyway. Look, yeah, there's some... They're not really toxic traits, so that's why I'm going to say guilty pleasures instead.
Right.
Because that's what they're kind of sounding like, to be honest.
Mine did not hit the mark.
Yours are just everyday... That's just your daily activity written down.
No, I just wrote down everything that I did that day.
God. A soft serve, laid down and had a can of Coke. Wow. So, should be so embarrassed about that.
Oh, my God.
Far out. Okay. Well, we're going to leave you there. Thanks for returning.
Thanks for having me.
You probably are not going to be here next week because you've got a hectic weekend.
I do. I've got my dad's wedding.
How exciting. Yeah. So, it's probably going to be another fortnight till we hear and see from you again. So
Jack back in.
Yeah.
Have what are you calling Wacko Jacko?
Cracker Jack. What are we going to call you?
Kill.
Huh? Well, have a great week. Enjoy next weekend and I'll see you in another 2 weeks time to talk about... We're going to have Sydney.
Will we by then?
By then. Ooh. And White Lotus.
Yes, and White Lotus. That'll be good. Slay, that comes out tomorrow.
So yeah, very excited to have Sydney back. So we'll see you then.
All right.
Have a great week. See ya.